It's the Bold Republic Radio Show. My name is Glenn Woods. Thanks for joining me. And phone number, of course, to get involved, easy to do, 307-363-4093 is the phone number. That's 307-363-4093. So is this Corey on the phone?
This is. Am I speaking with Mr. Woods?
This is Mr. Woods sitting here on the phone over here. Let's explain to everybody before you and I get into this where you're calling from and what you're running for.
I am calling from beautiful and spring-thawing Aberdeen, South Dakota, town in the northeast part of the state.
If you and I are going to debate something, let's not start with the spring-thawing thing, because I'm... we both know that's not happening, Corey. We know it's got one last gasp at least, maybe two.
Hey, I know today's 50-degree temperatures in Aberdeen are just a February aberration, and it's probably going to drop 12 inches of snow on me next week.
Okay, so good. Now we're in agreement. Okay, so you're running for what in South Dakota?
I'm running for state legislature. It's District 3, technically. We've got 35 districts. I'm running for state senate in the South Dakota legislature.
Okay, have you held office before?
Well, kind of. I was the president of a sanitary district, basically a sewer district at Lake Herman, where I lived once.
Well, then you sound like you're perfect for the job because you know how to shovel it.
Well, I hope voters will think that's the case. We'll see what happens.
Every politician needs to know how to shovel it. But now you and I, we're looking at a story, and our mutual friend Dan gave us the story here. Apparently in South Dakota, there's a bill, and what is this, HB what, that is being put up that has to do with bathrooms and what?
Yeah, the technical number, it's House Bill 1008, and it's a bill proposed by a current legislator, a gentleman from Watertown, Fred Deutsch, and they want to mandate to schools what kind of accommodations they can and cannot make for transgender students in their bathrooms and locker rooms.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, are you for or against mandating for transgender students?
I find this bill, 1008, to be a really bad idea for South Dakota for multiple reasons. So I'm against this bill. The legislature's passed it. Now I'm hoping the governor will see the light and veto it to keep South Dakota out of trouble.
Okay, so you're against this specifically. Why?
There are numerous reasons. One picky reason is that the way this bill is worded, it says that only students of their biological sex can use school bathrooms, the bathrooms designated for those students, boys and boys, girls and girls. The way it's written, and now this is a minor thing, but it's a big budget thing for schools, and deep down I'm a libertarian as well as a Democrat. Deep down, this mandate means no adult can walk in and use a school bathroom that is ever used by students. The way it's written, it says, I'll even look at the text for you so no, I'm not making stuff up out of the socialist playbook.
Okay.
Every restroom, locker room, and shower room in a public school that is designated for student use shall be designated for and used only by students of the same biological sex.
Right.
Now, I believe in reading laws closely, and the way that's written, that says to me, if I go to a school for my daughter's program, and if I've got to go potty, or if the mom next to me has to take her little girl, her little four-year-old in to use the bathroom, neither of us can go use the school bathroom if students use that bathroom
at any
time.
So you would have to go, like, all the way up to the office and use something for the staff or something like that?
The way it's written, that's how I read it, correct. Or, you know, the schools would have to designate a special bathroom just for adults, just for visitors, whatever. So, I mean, we're not even into the culture war stuff about transgender, but this is what happens when the culture warriors get all excited about let's pick on those darn transgender people, and they write a sloppy bill. They
I agree with you in a sense. On this so far, you and I agree, because I agree with you. You can't write a sloppy bill. And I have been in a school visiting people and had to go, and I just went to the nearest facility instead of walking all the way to the other side of the school over there. But still, though, what's the population of South Dakota?
850,000.
Okay. So if we're going to get picky, let's just have some fun with this for a second. How many transgendered people are going to school?
That's a good question. Yeah. I have no idea what the percentage is. We've certainly had transgender students members of the transgender community. They've testified before the legislature. Sure. They've brought their story forward in that. So they're there. That we know. The exact number can't tell you.
But my part of my point would be, though, with a state that has a population so small, therefore such a small percentage of transgendered people, I wonder if the state should take a look at this and say, should we spend any amount of money on such a tiny, tiny percentage of the population?
Well, I think the question could be phrased in terms of if we had a small proportion of any minority. You know, South Dakota has very few blacks. South Dakota right. has very few Muslims, more than you'd think. You know, we have a sizable refugee and immigrant population, right. relatively
but,
speaking.
But nobody's saying build minority, nobody's saying build a separate bathroom for blacks.
Well, but I'm saying we can't base an argument on discrimination simply on the fact that there aren't a lot of people, so it's not a lot of discrimination.
Okay.
Discrimination is discrimination, regardless of your percentages. So
okay.
I'm just saying
now,
that's not a good grounds on which to make the argument.
No, no, we're exploring all the different possibilities here. Why wouldn't the legislator
sure.
do this, that, or the other? Hang on, because I, you know what, one of the things I am is a stinking capitalist. I'm going to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere, okay?
No problem.
And Corey Heidelberger is on the phone with me from South Dakota. Did I say your last name right?
Yes, you did. Thank
okay,
you,
I took
Dan,
a stab at it there and a stab in the dark. Let me tell you real quick. Well, first off, for those just joining us, let's catch up to speed here. Mr. Heidelberger is running for office. He wants to be part of the, House or Senate? You're running for Senate, aren't you, in South Dakota?
Senate. South Dakota Senate.
Okay,
correct.
South Dakota Senate. In South Dakota itself, not on the federal level there. One of the issues coming up, of course, is transgendered bathrooms. Now, here's been my argument. I like to simplify things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked at cases like what happened at a college in Toronto and a few other places here in the United States. I can give a list where they've gone ahead and passed a transgendered bathroom thing, you know, and tried not to get, like you were saying, sloppy with the language. I think you're right about that. And the problem is they found some people creeping around in there just like was being predicted. And I worry that here you have young ladies, let's say, of late middle school to high school level who have enough trouble being with each other in the bathroom. But then some guy walks in and says, hey, don't worry, I'm transgendered. I mean, and that, I think, would completely freak the girls out. So for me, it's not a matter of, I mean, there's a difference between gender and sexuality. So here's my litmus test for it, Corey. Walk in, I don't care what you have hanging between the legs there. Walk up to a urinal. Now, take a look at what's down between there. Does your plumbing work with that plumbing? If it does, you're in the right place. And I leave it there. What do you think?
Well, I think, number one, when I go in the bathroom, sure, I'll look at my business. I'm not going to look across the stall at what the person next to me has. That's none of
right.
my business.
Yeah.
I just want to pee, and so does everybody else.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Understand that right now, without this bill, the way things are set up right now in South Dakota, each school district, each local school district decides how to deal with these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And when they deal with students, if a student comes to them and says, hey, I know my birth certificate says I'm male, but I'm actually female, or I'm transitioning to female, whatever the situation is, the school district are free to work with that student and that student's parents as they see fit and deal with it. We're not talking about a general, hey, everybody use whatever bathroom you want policy. We're
okay.
talking about right now, school districts can work with their community and their students and their parents to figure out what's best for everybody. And they can even do so in a cost-saving way. If they come to an agreement and say, look, you say you're a girl, you want to use a girl's bathroom, they look at mom and dad. You know, it's not just someone larkishly walks in and says, hey, girls, I'm using the girl's room today because I'm a fella today. No, no, no. There's much more sensitive discussion that goes on in the school districts.
Mm-hmm.
The school districts are free to make those accommodations. The problem with House Bill 1008 is that it becomes a state mandate where our state legislature, this one committee of 105 people in Pierre, think they know better than all of these school districts in South Dakota. And what they're saying is, school districts, you can't work with the kids and let a girl who says she's a girl use the girl's bathroom. You have to do something else.
Okay,
so I mean, in a way, it's government overreach from the peer level that stops schools from making the best decisions for their kids and their
okay,
community.
So I guess what you're arguing here, then, is you would rather see this settled at the local level than at the state or federal level?
I think the local level is dealing with it well so far. Okay. I think we're talking about, again, not a general policy where you've got, you know, grown-ups like you and I walking into the middle school girls' bathroom and saying, "Hi, girls, we're women today." Yeah. That's not what's happening. We're not opening the door to adult sexual predators or just smart alecks. We're talking about students. Mm-hmm. Using student facilities. And the school boards, I mean, they are in the position to deal with each student as they come to them, and, you know, and to discern between a student who's genuinely transgender, who's genuinely dealing with these issues, and, you know, the wise guy quarterback smacking his gum and going, "Yeah, sure, I'm a girl this week." School districts will know the difference, and they'll take care of that. So it's a very specific situation to students.
Right. So, okay. So, but again, to be clear, so you want to leave this at the local school level. And it sounds to me like you just want to shoot down any state effort to mandate to the local level.
I would say in this case, yes. The state hasn't demonstrated a compelling interest or a plague of teenage or middle school age sexual predators who are creating a problem that requires state action. I mean, I'm a Democrat. I believe in good government, but that doesn't mean I want government doing everything. I recognize that there are rules the state should make and rules the state shouldn't, and the state should only act when there's a compelling interest on the state's part, especially when we're talking about an issue that does break down to discrimination against somebody. You certainly can't discriminate against a group unless you present a really compelling interest, and it better be compelling to pass constitutional muster.
Okay, very interesting. Where do people find out more about your campaign?
Hey, go to, CoreyHeidelberger.com, if you can spell that, CoreyHeidelberger.com, or go to DakotaFreePress.com.
There you go, that's easier.
That's my political blog where I talk about that and much else.
Corey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Great to talk with you.